I was asked by a few people not to speak very long for some reason. I guess there's a shear tonight. So, the Mechaber discusses what a person is supposed to do right after a person is finished with Shacharis. And the title of the siman is Leilach Mebeis Hachnesses El Beis HaMedrash, to go from shul straight to the study hall. The Mechaber opens with the following words. Achar shiyotz mebeis hachneses, immediately after shul, yeloch lebeis hamedrash, v'yikwa eis lilmod. Person should have a set time for learning. V'sarach, and it's necessary, she'oso eis, yekavua shul yivirena, av im hu sabal harbiach harbe. That a person should take this time very seriously, not to deviate from that time, not to only sporadically learn during that time. But when it comes to an opportunity, that you can just forget about that day. But rather, a person should always be kaveh itim, no matter what. The Mishnah Berurah continues, quoting the words of the Gemara, and says, Hayotzim b'meis hachneses v'nichnas l'meis hamedrash. The osik b'tovah, a person who has this daily pattern, who not only davens, but also is involved in learning on a daily basis, Zocha Makabu Pnei Shechina, Shnamer Yelchu Michael Chayil, the famous expression of going from strength to strength, that when a person finishes one mitzvah, they immediately go toward another. And he says, even Bismanenu, the Achar Tfilo Yelich Lischaber Im Hanoshim. Nowadays, after davening, to be able to gather together with groups of people to learn, whatever one is able to learn, that is what's proper. And the Mishnah Berurah says that what a person should do is l'schaberim hanosh. Now, when it comes to learning, not just that you learn by yourself, but you should learn with others. And on this, the Be'er Halacha picks up on this and says, "Ashik shehu lomid biyachidi who gamkein mekayim mitzvah saseh shel talmud Torah." Certainly goes without saying that even if you learn by yourself, there certainly is the mitzvah of learning Torah, which you have just fulfilled. Nonetheless, mikol makom lachatchila mitzvah hader kol ma sheyochol lilmud b'chabura. It's certainly better, if one is able to do so, to try to learn not just by themselves, but rather to learn in a group setting. She'alidei zeh yesh kavod shemayim yoser. When a person does so, it brings a greater level of kavod to Hashem. Quoting the famous expression, Barav am hadras melech. That when a person is in a greater group, it gives a tremendous honor, greater honor, to the king, namely to Hashem. Then he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, in the first parak, and says that there's a nafgamina, there's a difference, between mi shalomid biyachidi, between a person who learns by themselves. Diavsha kodesh baruch hu kovelo scharal zeh, even though certainly you'll get reward for learning Torah. Yikol makom lo michtav mile b'sefer hazichronos. Your words will not be literally written down in the book of remembrance. Mash'ein kein kishalom ishalo biyachid, as opposed to someone who learns in a group, that you'll not have the same level of sechar. Jumping a couple lines, the Be'er Halacha then says, V'kol shekein kishalom dim ba'asor yachad. Forget about just learning with a chavrusa, another person. But if you would learn, let's say, with 10 or more, over there, the Gemara says that the Shechina comes even before, as it says, Elokim mitzav das keil. And also, Chazal quote, the Ein HaTorah niknes el b'chabura. And therefore, for all these reasons, it's better to be able to learn in a group. And the logical reason is that when a person is learning by themselves, maybe you'll get the right answer, maybe you won't. Maybe your opinion, it's only your opinion. But if you're able to share, you can work together, or in a group setting, where you can pull all of your life experiences together, and all the learning that you've done throughout the years, you'll be able to certainly accomplish a whole lot more. And therefore, the Be'er Halacha says, "V'chein haminhag kehayom b'chol kehilos Yisrael." Says in all communities, certainly many of them, "Shekovim lilmod b'chabura achar atfil b'beis hachneses be'omrim kadosh d'rabban." That immediately after davening, many are involved in learning b'chabura, which means that it's not just one person learning, but rather it's being done in a group setting, which is what's done here. And then immediately afterwards, in this particular situation for ourselves, in the morning, a Mishnah is recited and learned, and then a Kaddish Rabbanan is said. Interesting, he says that the only time a person can say the Kaddish Rabbanan, it has to be some form of Torah Shema Peh, Mishnayos, Gemara. V'chein al dibrei agada omrim Kaddish Rabbanan. Also, for learning agada, that also suffices for reciting the Kaddish Rabbanan thereafter. And one could ask, when it comes to Kaddish Rabbanan, which we know we have to have a quorum, you have to have a minyan, maybe it's necessary for everyone to be actually paying attention to what's being learned. So he says something which is quite fortunate for other communities. Od kasva de l'inyan amiras hakadosh ein ma'akev shilmudu dafke basar. It's not necessary that all 10 people needed to have learned that which was just recited. Tefil echad o'shnayim shilmudu yochel lomer kadosh. All you need is to have one person who's learning, or hopefully more than the one person, maybe everyone will be learning or listening. But even if the only one person who is learning, that is enough that Kaddish can be recited. Rock, of course, it's necessary, she was sorry for Beis Achneses. That, of course, you have to have a minion in the shul. Gam Yapil Isha Acher Shlo Lomad Yuchal Lomar Kaddish. Even the person who's saying the Kaddish Rabbanan, it's not necessary for that person to have actually have heard that which was being studied. Let's just say, quote one more section from the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll stop. Mishnah Berurah then discusses this idea of being koiveya, of having a set time. And again, he quotes another Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kishmachnis and Adam Ladin," that when it comes to after 120 years, there's going to be specific questions that will be asked. And it would be certainly worthwhile knowing what they are. If we know what the questions are, maybe we'll now be able to figure out how to answer them. Well, one of the questions that will be asked is only three words. Kavata itim la Torah. Did you set aside specific time for learning Torah? And some of the Mepharshim explain the significance of why it's called itim, times, plural, is that even though the way that the Mechaber says v'yikva es, a time, but it's based on the idea that it's not just learning during the day, but it's something that's supposed to be yom v'layla, day and night. And therefore, that's a question that will be asked. So hopefully we'll have a good answer. The Tov Sheyikva Ha'es Miyad Achar Tefil. And therefore, as we just explained in the Bir Halacha, it's better to learn immediately after davening to have taken care of that. V'gam, De'im Yelech Mikodem Asokov Chayshinan Shem Yimashach V'yavatel Kaviyoso. And therefore, the Prima Gadim explains, as we'll conclude with those words, is that at least when you've accomplished, have learning that small amount, in the event that something may have happened, that you will not be able to learn the extended period of time that you would have liked to, at least at that moment you have been koveya itim every single day.